Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud, Sif Yud Ches. We're talking about the halachas of the mitzvah of tefillin. And now we're going to talk about an interesting concept, which is Malam B'Kodesh Vein Meridin. We know that you're supposed to only elevate things that are on a certain level of Kedusha, should only be elevated to higher levels of Kedusha. And we're going to talk about how that applies here. Now, one of the things that we're going to establish in the beginning is which one is more considered more of a higher level of Kedusha, the Shel Yad or the Shel Rosh. So the Shel Yad goes around the arm. It is a plain black box that usually has a cover on it, so it shouldn't get rubbed out from the sleeve and from all the motion that's going on. And the Shel Rosh is exposed. It's made out of really four separate boxes. It's a square, but it's made out of four separate pieces that make up that square. In the Shel Yad, there's one long piece of parchment that has all of the four parshiyos of tefillin in it. In the Shel Rosh, each one of those four compartments have a separately one parsha of the parshiyos of tefillin, the four parshiyos of tefillin. Also, on the Shel Rosh, there are two shins, one on each side, that are denoting the Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem. So when we ask the question of which one is the higher level of Kedusha, we establish that the Shel Rosh is the higher level of Kedusha. And therefore, there are things that when used for the Shel Yad should not be used for the Shel Rosh. Now, another application of this is that even within the Shel Yad, and even within the Shel Rosh, let's say the Ritzua that you have, that there's a strap that you use, the part that actually touches the bias of the tefillin should not be flipped around at some point for any kind of purpose, and we'll talk about what those purposes might be, but you should not flip it around so that that's suddenly the part that's on the hand, because that's further away from the bias. And the same thing with the Shel Rosh. There's a kesher in the back that's, again, part, the yud of the kesher is part of Hashem's name, or to denote Hashem's name, and therefore the ritzuas that go through that kesher should not be cycled out and put to a different part of this whole ritzua structure that you're using to strap around your head. It should be that if it's being used for the yud, for the kesher behind the head, it should already stay. Malam b'kodesh, we know the concept of that you should go up in kedusha ve'ein meridin, and you do not lower things down on a level of kedusha. With tefillin, shel roish, and we established this just before that the tefillin shel roish, kedushasa gedoyle mishel yad. It's a higher level of kedusha than the one on the hand. Lefi, sheyesh ba arba batim, because it has four compartments. And even though the shel yad has the same amount of writing on one compartment that these have in four compartments, however, because it's considered four, then it's a higher level. This is one compartment that has everything in it. This has four compartments that has each one of them have a quarter of it in it, but it's four compartments, therefore it's a higher level. The Gam Hashin. And it also has the two shins, one on each side, that denote Hashem's name. V'lachein, and therefore, Ritzua Shahoisa b'shal roish, a Ritzua that was being used on the Shel Rosh, to attach it to the head. You cannot then take it out and say, you know what, I want to use this for my Shel Yad. It cannot be lowering it on a level of Kedusha. Avo Mishel Yad, but if you were using a Ritzua for your hand, Mutal Asoysa Shel Rosh, you're allowed to then take it out and put it into your Shel Rosh and use that. Again, keep in mind, you can't switch them. So therefore, you now have to find a brand new one for your Shel Yad. But if you're doing that anyway, if you're finding a brand new one for your Shel Yad, you can cycle the one from your Shel Yad to your Shel Rosh, because you're raising it up in Kedusha. Bechein Ritzua Shel Yad, and so too, Ritzua Shel Yad shenifsika lamala etzel hakesha. Let's say somewhere near the kesher, near the knot, up on top by the Shel Yad, somehow or another it got broken. It got split in half. The strap is now cut over there. V'roitz al hafcha, and he wants to now switch it around. And she'asa ata kesher b'ktei achron, he wants to make the part that was by his hand should now be cycled up to be used by his kesher, by the part that's tied around the arm, and then. And vice versa, that would mean that the part that used to be near the kesher is now going down to his hand, and that would be lowering it down. That side would be lowering down in kedusha, and yes, it would be raising up the first. Yes, it would be raising up the first one, but it would be lowering down the second one. So asur, you're not allowed to do that. El tzarich la'asos hakesher b'kotze shenifse kasham. You know, you cannot do it that way. You cannot flip it around. You have to actually just raise up the part where it's been cut, and start the kesher again right there at the nearest part next to where the cut was. Mechem b'tzua shel reish, and the same thing in the tzua that's around his head is asur la'hafeich ma shahoya b'soich hakesher shahoya chud. He's not allowed to cycle out the part that was the kesher that's behind the head that keeps the loop around the head together. That is kept by a knot. That knot denotes is a yud of Hashem's name. That cannot be the rituas that are in there. The part of the strap that's in there cannot be cycled out to be made to be one of the parts down here or one of the parts that are around. It's considered a high level of kedusha because it's part of the kesher that denotes Hashem's name. So, asur lahafech masha hoya b'soich hakesher sheyeh chutz lakesher. That you're not allowed to move it along, move it, cycle it out, and move it down the loop to make it that it's not part of the kesher anymore. Now, a third application, didn't mention this before, but the actual the bag that the tefillin is in. Right? If it's made specifically to be a tefillin bag, right? A bar mitzvah bacher gets a tefillin bag, goes to the store, it's made specifically to be a tefillin bag. So if it's made to be a tefillin bag and it was used as a tefillin bag, so it cannot be lowered then to a different, to become less of a kedusha by doing something else with it. Like let's say somebody who doesn't want to use it anymore for his tefillin, but he wants to, let's say, prepare tzedakah in there, or put his megillah for Purim in there. Kisra soy lahachzik by tefillin vegam echziku by tefillin bags that are made to put on tefillin and to put tefillin in it, and it was already used to put a tefillin in it. Shuv asa lehishtamish bekis zeh davar shel chulin. You're not allowed to use it for something that's davar shel chulin. And then you can ask a shaila about the Megillah, because I'm not sure actually if it's a davar shel chulin or not. So whether or not that can be lowered to hold a Megillah, or that's considered being lowered if it holds a Megillah, I don't know. But I was just giving that as an example of something else that someone might want to use a tefillin bag for. Yasha Kayach, and have a great day.